Hello, hello.
Brett Young himself?
It is. Well, I mean, it's a version of me.
It's the new daddy version of you. Yay.
It's the new daddy, no sleep.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't even know where to begin with you.
Because now.
You got a lot going on. Congratulations. How is baby Presley doing?
She's so good. She's, you know, all the normal baby things. She's hungry. She's tired. She has diaper rash. You know, she's a baby, but like a really cool one. You know, like she's very alert and she's very sweet and she's starting to smile every once in a while. She has a dimple on one side and she's cool. She's cooler than me.
Isn't she like 10 days old today?
She's 10 days old. Yeah.
Wow. Phew. You made it through those 10 days.
I know. It's really like my wife made it through. Like I watch, like I like to say that I'm keeping her alive, but really I'm watching my wife keep her alive. It's really the job that
Now, do you ever do this? Because I used to do this with my babies. When they were dead asleep, I would go and check and make sure they were breathing because you can't tell. They sleep so soundly.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah.
And then we have this bassinet called the Snoo. Have you heard of this thing?
No. Newfangled technology?
It's definitely a newfangled bassinet. It like moves and makes sound. And you can pick like, you know, like there's different levels and stuff. But because it makes noise a little bit, which soothes the baby, it also is loud enough that you can't hear them breathing anyways. So we have this little sock. It's called like an owlet sock.
Okay.
It reads their vitals. Which is supposed to make
get out
like, breathe that they're yeah. But the problem is, if they stop breathing, it sets off an alarm not only on the unit but on your phone also because it's an app.
Oh my god!
But the problem is, like my baby is just like me. Her little feet are very active, and if the sock like gets moved off and can't read, the alarm goes off like something's wrong.
So you're really not sleeping.
She kicks it off every night. We stop using it. She kicks it off. The alarm goes off, and we wake up thinking our baby's not breathing.
Oh, my gosh.
And so,
well, we love the pictures that you shared with people. And didn't know you had all those tattoos, though, Brett. Wow. That's a lot. And did you get one in her honor yet?
I haven't gotten it yet. But, you know, one thing I did years and years ago is put my last name on my top of my ribs underneath my heart.
In case you forgot.
Yeah, no. Just in case I forgot. I'm the last male Young. So, the name stops with me.
Oh.
And so I put it there back before I was even thinking about kids because I knew when I had kids, I wanted to put my kids on my heart above the last name. And so she will have her name on Daddy here when I have a minute to get in and get work
and
done.
Get that. Do you know how many tattoos you have?
Yeah, I mean, because the sleeve is so many different things
right.
worked in, I mean, you could count that as one, but I think like the safer way to say it is like, I've probably sat down in a tattoo chair 20 times at this point.
Ouch.
I kind of like it. I know that's weird, but.
Hey, Brett, we are loving Catch. So catchy.
Thank you. That's a fun one. That's one of my favorite songs on the record. I think everybody can relate to the whole, something good coming out of a disaster story.
Yeah. And just the play on words is really fun.
Yeah. You know, that's challenging. I think. You know, it's fun to do, and the writer in me loves to do it, but, you know, the perfectionist in me is always worried that we're getting really cheesy with it.
Yeah.
You know, you can get, like, really magoo with
right.
the playoffs.
I get that.
If you're not careful, and I was lucky enough to have Ross Copperman and Ashley Gourley, are two of the best writers in Nashville, help me not make it that.
And this could possibly be, what, your sixth number one?
I'm knocking on wood right now that it would be six. I don't want to jinx it, but you know, I think it feels like people are relating to the stories and the honesty. I've always said, like, I can't even if I don't write the song, it needs to be a song that I can relate to, because if I'm not connected to it, I don't know how to expect listeners to connect to it. And I feel like with every song, there's been, you know, I think I do the sad ballad pretty well.
Yeah, you've got that nailed for sure.
And for whatever reason, people love that story, but this is kind of a little bit of that. But it's turning the corner from, you know, I'm distraught and I'm not looking for anything. And oops, I found something out of nowhere. And it's just, I think it's a little bit of both emotions. And I think people they enjoy watching you feel something.
True.
So they can come join you and meet you there.
Be a part of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I know we don't have much time, but I want to play a quick game with you called What to Get Brett. So if there was an infinite amount of money to get you something, just tell us what that is. Here we go. The car of your dreams.
I just really, really love old Ford Broncos.
Your favorite meal?
My mom's chicken casserole.
Oh, yum, on a cold winter's day. A new pair of sneakers.
Any golf shoes right now.
And what size?
14.
Wow, those are big feet for a big guy. If we're going to buy you a drink, what are you having?
Whiskey.
Bike, moped, or scooter?
Bike.
A digital download of what artist?
Ooh, that's a great question. Right now?
Right now.
I'm going back through Frank Sinatra.
Wow, I love it. The classics. I know you're a baseball player, so if you could have a baseball signed by any Red Sox player, past or present, it would be...
Oh, past John Lester. I know he's not there anymore.
Yeah, what a good guy. Good answer. And just one more thing. I don't know if you've heard, but we're having a secret superstar holiday jam at the House of Blues next month. Oh, yeah. And you've already sold that out a couple of times. We know. But they won't tell us who is playing. Not even the DJs. It's two artists. So just between us, Brett, I won't tell anyone. Is it you?
You know, I just don't know.
Brett.
I'm sorry, but it's one of those things. If it was me, I couldn't tell you. And if it isn't...
Do you know who it is, if it's not you? We're dying here.
You know what? I just feel like it's more important to leave you hanging.
Thank you so much.
you're so welcome.
I appreciate your time. Congratulations on everything. And
thanks very much.
Hopefully we'll see you next month. I'm just saying.
Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.